Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Lisa, and I'm here to share part three that's given to Sister Kim from Looking Towards the Heaven for Jesus channel. This word given is the evil empire, the fiery kickoff event of New York, and this was posted on June 16th of 2019. My daughter, write my words for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear what the Spirit is saying in this late hour upon the earth. My children of Babylon and of New York, the great city of Babylon, hearken. You are in imminent peril, as an overwhelmingly unforeseen catastrophe will strike from within your own borders upon your land. It is a fiery event, therefore of fire, and a form of nuclear weapon from advanced technology. This devastating event will kick off a shockingly unexpected aftermath, a sequence of other catastrophes to befall America. She has weathered many atrocities before, but stood with me and my hand upon her. Now it is not so, as 9/11 was a staged false flag of mass destruction. So shall this staged, fiery, false flag be the same, and again blamed on another. The target is New York City, to take down her operations, to stifle this country known to be of hustle and bustle. It will be power off and lights out. The city that never sleeps but speaks shall be quietened. No murmur, mockery or slander from her mouth is heard, nor that of her lust or her pride. Thereof to have it your way shall be seen, even in the Big Apple, as with your heralding and parading around of gay pride, and in mischief and debauchery, far removed from me and my righteous ways. Have you no shame? And it says in brackets, idolatry, perversion of sexuality, abortion, immoral ways, not much different from the elite and their wickedness. And the scripture she was given to go with this, 1 John 2, verse 16, for all the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but of the world. And Proverbs 16, verse 18, pride goes before the destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Something wicked comes your way, devised by none other than the deep state, the enemies within, that of the evil empire. Those who seek counsel with the unholy hosts of darkness, therefore operations in secrecy and of darkness, many hybrids of which they made oaths to Satan, and they are of their father now, of enhanced DNA of the beast and of the fallen ones, the very cellular changes that they would have you take when you take the mark of the beast in your hand or your forehead. Make no mistake, it is irreversible. Do not believe those who would deceive you to believe otherwise. Therefore, this weapon is of fallen, alien technology as well. They have fashioned such a high-caliber weapon of destruction to evaporate a target never seen before by men except those in collaboration with the unholy evil ones. It is to be used initially against her city, thereof her demise. Then the human race. As with all false flags, it is another display of their theatrical stage to play out, to deceive the masses of their usual propaganda, as well actors in place to orchestrate their order for a short time, in brackets what the Lord allows. Their agenda is not that of my agenda, of love, perfection, purity, and creation for my people, but of that to live, prosper, unite, and be in my will and perfect plan. Those evil is that of to kill, steal, and destroy, like their father of disorder, hate, envy, and imitate, since he cannot create. And his will is that of lies, disharmony, division, and death of others and things. This is of the evil empire working behind the scenes to plot and scheme destruction, even to cause war shortly. I will destroy them for their evilness. They will only act on their stage for a little while longer. My wrath is kindled against them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel. And she's given Isaiah chapter 59. John 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. I would that you not pray against these events, or those to follow thereafter, for they are used as judgments to awaken my church, and to bring them to repentance, for they see not, or hear not, or repent not. I would that you sound the alarm, be my mouthpiece and my hands and my feet, my beloveds, to warn others. Get your houses in order. I am he, the light of this world, my light always shining and never goes out, the bright morning star. I am he, the Savior of this world, the only one who saves and blood cleanses. I am he, the Redeemer of this world, the only begotten Son of the Father sent to reconcile. I am he, the Righteous One of this world, only one who can ransom all of you. I am he, the Prince of Peace. My perfect peace be unto you. Love you, my children, Yeshua, Jesus. And that is the end of the message.